Okay, so now we're going to do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. So we're doing in volume 4. And we're up to letter 1028. This is a letter 1028, right?
Yes.
This is a letter that the Rebbe is addressing to Eliakim Getzel, and his last name is Berger. And he lived in London. This is dated on the 25th day of the year, Tavshin Aleph, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe begins the letter with Shalom Uvracha. I think that this Getzel Berger, if I'm not mistaken, was a very wealthy man, and he was a businessman in London, in England. The Rebbe writes to him, he says, through Rebbe Tzion Shem Tov. You know, if you heard there's Shem Tovs and Chabad, they're all, their father is Ben Tzion Shem Tov. He lived in England for a while. And the Rebbe said that you know, after coming out of Russia, he was a very dedicated soldier of the Rebbe. And his son is the one that meets with the president all the time with the United States. And that's his son, Avram Shem Tov. He runs the Camp Gan Israel. The first camp in the Catskills, and the Rebbe actually came to visit his camp. Three times the Rebbe came. Those are the only three times the Rebbe left, as we know, in Brooklyn, to go somewhere. The Rebbe went to the camp. Also, he heads now, his son, the Avram Shem Tov, heads now the umbrella organization of Chabad. He heads the umbrella. But in any event, so the Rebbe says that I heard through Ben Tzion Shem Tov, and that's also a name, you know, it says Shem Tov, a good name. As we learned in the Mishnah, Shem Tov Ola Al Gabeim, it said there's a lot of crowns, but to have a good name, that's sort of the, but that's just his name with Shem Tov, but it's easier to name yourself Shem Tov as having a Shem Tov, but that's a different story. Anyways, the Rebbe said, I was very happy to get regards from you and from your family. And also, he has passed along your note, the Pidyon Nefesh, to me. And I did read it on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, when I was there this past Lag BaOmer. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you know that the day of Lag BaOmer, the Rashbi referred to it as his day of rejoicing. We also know that joy has the power that it can burst through limitations, that when you're happy and you're joyful, there's an expression, simcha peretz geder, which means that joy breaches fences, meaning in the sense that you can go ahead and do beyond what you can normally do. So reading your note on the day of rejoicing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on the resting place of our leader, which is the one who reveals the secrets of the Torah in our generation, and through his teaching we are all tied in the tree of life, which is the inner part, esoteric part of Torah. And that through that we connect and we cleave to the living God. So this reading can break through all kinds of obstacles, all kinds of blocks, that prevent, and to bring to each one and one that's needed for them in all, with children, life, good sustenance, their livelihood in a plentiful way. I'm hopeful that you should be able to notify me good news as far as those matters that you write in your note. Rabbi says, I'm also attaching my talk that I gave in Lag BaOmer that has recently been printed. Learn it, study it, delve in it deeply, and you will be able to satisfy the thirst of your soul to many to many items that require some solutions to the problem. Delve in the Sikha and you will find answers or resolutions to your issues that you are writing about, Rabbi says. I hope to hear from you good news, both with regards to yourself, with regards to your family, and also your... And I seal here, I finish off with the blessing of a joyous festival of Shavuos and to receive the Torah with joy and in an inner, which is the usual blessing that we give for people that before Shavuos to receive the Torah b'simcha.